This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 6:10. It's Monday morning. We are back. This is a crazy week. This part of the show is brought to you by Amazon. Looks like we have a few more spots to fill at our secret show pool party, which is, yes, I know, these are last chancers, guys.
Yeah.
This is this Wednesday. We're back and we're going for it this week. Holy crap.
That's
this,
right.
This is crazy.
That's baby, how we baby, do. Just go for it.
Come on, let's go for it. So our
burst
into the club. Stop. No, nothing. Just me.
So I teared it up.
Come on, baby, let's go for it. Okay, we're back.
The only place on earth that song has ever been heard again here.
This is the only place on earth. There's a few songs that have only ever been heard. I think that Jesus Say Yes thing. Yeah. Like, I think as far as I'm concerned, this is a
Nobody
hit.
Can it is. Say no.
I've never heard it anywhere
oh,
except
the
on this show.
The gospel stations play it a
oh,
lot.
They do? Oh, yeah. Good, because this is a good one.
Nobody can say no when Jesus say yes. Nobody can say no.
Ebola, that we're the only ones that play
yep.
that too.
Yeah, but we're warning people ones, and the Zika virus one.
Zika,
yeah.
And we're the only ones that play listen to you all day.
And all night. Christ. And also Friday.
We didn't need to name call all the crap we play. I was just trying to say
we
that.
Do.
Anyway,
and,
all
and night. Also the hide your kids, hide your wife.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
We haven't played that for a while though, so
I heard it on the best ofs the other day.
Anyway, you were going to say
I was going to say that on Wednesday we are doing our live Secret Show pool party. It's day after tomorrow, guys. This is at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn right now, starting at caller 9. We're taking 10 callers. What? So we really did under give away tickets for this.
Well, we're also padding it just in case.
Because sometimes people run into trouble, can't come.
Or, you know, work, they didn't get off in time. But I believe the secret show is starting at 6 p.m.
Okay.
We'll do that, and then we'll head to the pool and do our pool party.
Are we having a little dinner first?
Yes. The morning show will be set up for dinner, yes.
Excellent.
Sweet.
I know. That's one of the things I love the most about these away things, that we all have dinner together. John bailed on me. Everyone bailed on me.
Oh.
I'm rolling solo, too.
Oh, there's Big Brother.
Yeah.
We can watch Big Brother together.
Do you know that I am completely caught up? I saw every episode.
So good.
It's pretty good.
It's so good. You're not that far behind if you haven't started. Yuzi, are you watching it?
I am not. There's a couple stories, though, that are going on with
you know what?
Yeah, there's some racists in that house.
I don't know.
Sexual harassment.
Did you read what it was about?
Yes, but there were a couple things. Not just the singing of the N-word in the song.
Oh, I didn't hear anything about an N-word. I just heard some lady said something about her tan being ghetto, and I went, all right, it's probably not the right term to use, but is that racist?
Was she
going absolutely racist on
they
people?
They were saying that their stomach was darker than the black girl on the show's stomach. People got mad about it, so whatever. It's on the 24/7 live feed, which I don't watch. I'm sure none of that's going to make the show.
Right.
It can't be as bad as a couple years ago when the girl whose actual name was Arian was one of the stars. And boy, she lived up to the name. Let's just put it that way.
You know, I did see some of that. What's it called? The 20 After Dark? Or
The 24/7 live feed.
It's on this Fuse network that I watch, which is right next to Bravo. But I have trouble watching it because everybody's whispering.
Yeah. That's just, it's totally
just
live.
Annoying.
They haven't cut it together. It's just for people who can't get enough. I can get enough. It's the 3 hours a week that I get is plenty. Mm.
Anyway, back to the tickets.
Yes.
Oh, wait, are we giving those away?
He's in the middle of giving them away.
All right,
so we're actually taking 10 callers right now. You do have to be over 21. You get two passes for this. And how many more chances are there to get
We're going
to
do another chance at 7, just after 7. And that might be it for it, unless they decide tomorrow we could do it.
Okay.
All right.
Very exciting. So that is happening Wednesday in Sonoma. On Thursday morning, because we're still going to be there,
right.
We're going to do our show live from there. And that is open to the public. There's a big tent set out in front of the Sonoma Fairmont Mission Inn and Spa. They do a beautiful breakfast. Stop by, just if you can only stop for a cup of coffee and a muffin, so be it. If you can stay for the whole morning, you're more than welcome. We love that. No age limit on that. Bring the kids. It's a much friendlier show. Not that the Secret Show is not friendly. It's just not for kids.
Well, not the Sonoma kids. People are particularly filthy as well.
I am really, really looking forward to our filthy Sonoma listeners bringing the thunder the way they have in the past. You know, that's the thing about the live Secret Show. It's not about us at all. It's about the people who come and the stories they tell. That place in particular, I can't help but think about that one girl last year.
Oh, yeah, right.
Everybody, fists in the air. Woo. Hello. Tiny little thing. Anyway, I look
right, but it wasn't her. It was him.
That's what I'm getting at.
What the?
So you're saying he needed a beefier girl?
What was going on there? I don't get it at all. I mean,
or maybe he selected
little tickle
her
here
for
and there,
for
maybe,
her tininess.
But. The weirdness that was going on there was too much.
Yeah. I'm hoping that we get more great stories like that.
Yeah.
Live bad advice is any old time. You know, we always pass a basket for questions. So if there's anything in particular you wanted to ask Vinny or Hooman.
What?
Yeah, let's just direct it towards those.
Those are the most interesting people on the show, of course. Here's the sponsor. Amazon is hiring flexible part-time associates in Brisbane. Get flexible scheduling and weekly pay. Apply now at amazon.com/Bay Area Jobs. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by the Napa Valley Cooking School.
Yeah.
A program of Napa Valley College. All right. So there is some trash today. You know, some engagements. Some arrests, etc. But what I really want to know about is how was Mendocino? So Yuzi's husband's working his ass off, and she's like, "I don't care, I'm going on vacation." And you were talking before vacation about how you really needed a vacation.
I needed some time away, so I had to sit him down and go and tell him that I will be going away. I need this.
How did he eat while you were gone?
I don't know.
Why did you need time away? Like from him or just away from town? Just to be away from the computer and all that.
Yeah, and that was a good and bad thing that, yeah, I didn't have any service when we were out there. It took us forever to get there.
Why is that?
Well, because it takes forever to get to Mendocino, all up in the mountains there, and the roads are curvy. So, you know, everyone drives a little slower as well.
Right. Were you in the Corvette? Because George, our listener George, who's become far more than a listener, he's a great friend of ours, and so he
and John loves George, and it's not
trust
like
him.
Me and George were staying in this apartment. He was sleeping in the front room, and I was sleeping in the bedroom, so it's not like anything weird was going to go down.
Right.
But there's a listener, Sydney, and her husband Ken. They have like 5 acres of property. They've been inviting me up there for a long time, and I finally said, okay.
Well, I'm going to come.
We joked about who was going to murder who since none of us really knew each other.
Oh. Did you hang out with them too?
Yeah. Oh, totally.
Oh, great.
At their house, they were so great to us.
And how long were you there?
Only a couple days.
So Mendocino is well, no, it's I was going to say it's almost halfway to Oregon.
Uh-huh.
But it's closer than that.
It took about 3 hours. I had a driver pick me up from my house, then take me to George's house in, Petaluma? Yeah. Where does he live? Roanoke Park. And then we drove from there about 3 hours. And then...
So it's more like 5 or 6 hours from your house.
Well, what seemed like it, yeah, with traffic.
Right.
It did seem that
yeah,
way.
Yeah, it doesn't look that far, past Santa Rosa. I feel like it's... I feel like I drive that far daily.
You probably do.
You do, Vin. How funny.
Huh. So lunch, dinner, drinks, hanging out with the couple there. And then we drove, the next day, we drove an hour and a half to this tree, you know, that you could drive through. Forgot what it's called. But there I am in the car again.
All day in the car.
Oh, my God.
You got to, that's not good.
How was the tree you can drive through?
It was lovely. We stayed there about 15 minutes and then drove back.
Total waste.
we drove to a tree.
It was neat. George had to do it.
Yep.
So, and then we had Ella with us the whole time, and she's such a good road dog.
Oh, good.
She's just chilling.
You just let her pee every couple hours.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Exactly. So we just stayed there what seemed like a day and then drove back. But George was great. Thank you, George, for taking me, and thank you to the couple for having us.
While you were gone, did John set up any surprises for you at the house, like hang some stuff on the walls, get you a mirror, get you a
board? No, I didn't see any of that.
The funniest thing is he said to me last Wednesday at the party, she comes
at
in
your
the,
4th
at
of
my
July
house,
party.
Yeah. I'm taking her. I take her in the house, I think to show you where the bathroom was or something. Mm-hmm. She comes out, she goes, you have stuff all over your walls. I'm like, yeah, I live here. And I looked at her. I actually felt kind of sad. Like, she looked really sad about it.
I was thinking yesterday that I think I'm just going to have to hire somebody to put stuff up on the walls and just tell them where to put. And John's going to come home to that, and that's going to be it.
Oh.
Well, it's because it's just not going to happen. I hardly ever see that guy anymore. Yeah. He's constantly working.
He loves it so much.
He loves it, or he has to.
He has to.
Is this a problem?
A problem? No, he has a job.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing.
Right.
But you never see him. I mean, you guys were like thick as thieves.
So I'll see him. He's taking time off to go to Sonoma. So I'm going to be grateful for that.
Oh, good. All right. Yay. You guys can reconnect. Hotel sex.
I was already planning on it. I'm like, we're going to do it there. We're going to do it there. I'm bringing this.
Yeah, you got to bring all the stuff.
Anyway, great time, Mendocino. Who do you want to go to next? Brynn or Hooman?
I feel like Hooman is kind of the pièce de résistance.
Okay, we only have like 6 minutes.
What? Oh, what the hell?
Well, all Mendocino took a lot of time.
It actually didn't take that long. It's that we can't shut up.
Away,
well, here, I'll go for three, and then if you want me to keep going, I will, and if not, I'll stop and pass it over to Brynn.
Okay.
So I went to South Africa.
How long does it take to get there?
There was two direct flights from the United States. You could go either out of Atlanta or New York. So you fly to either one, which takes 5 hours. And then from there, it's 16 hours.
Mm.
It's a brutal flight. I'm not going to lie.
I can't believe your back held up for that.
I know. I have a story about the flight, but we don't have time for that. So let me just
get to
it.
We do have time. I mean, frankly, I...
Well, we could always do Brynn in the 7 o'clock.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what I'm thinking.
Because I don't want to cut
them short. I'm way more interested in what happened with you guys.
All right, so you can fly out of New York on the airline's called South African Airline. And it's interesting because before the flight, they'll send you an email saying, do you want to bid for a business class seat, which is a $4,000 or $5,000 seat?
Oh.
And I was like, I said, all right. So I said a prayer.
You need to turn your mic off
while you're fanning yourself.
Sorry. I know my head is so
I'm like, is there a bird trapped in here?
Sorry.
Okay, so you bid on the seat, and how much did you pay for it?
So I said a prayer. I'm like, God, if you want me to have this seat, I'm going to bid the minimum amount and leave it in your hand. So the minimum you could bid was $870.
Oh.
So I bid, and then a day later, I got an email saying, congratulations, you got the seat. So on the way there, I was, you know, basically in a bed, and the thing had a massager, and I had a mimosa in front of me the entire flight. So that was awesome.
You mean the same one, you just didn't drink it.
Right. He had liquor in it.
Wow. All right. Vinny's back,
I just want to be clear.
The meanness already. So
that's
soon.
Not mean.
That's
making
not
a joke
mean.
About
it's
how
pussy.
You don't really drink.
Jesus Christ.
I was actually thinking the same thing, Vinny.
Me too. I had four mimosas.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. Over a 16-hour flight.
That's
you must have been wasted.
How much did you bid?
$870.
Oh, I'm sorry. I missed that. Okay. Wow. That's great.
So the place that I went to, that guy Bruce Wilkinson, who made the 70x7, the forgiveness thing that I've been working on,
yes.
He has a reserve up there, a game reserve, and he kind of turned it into a kind of like a Christian retreat.
Oh,
but
you went and stayed
there
with that guy.
Yeah.
So you know this guy.
Well, I've known him for 2 months, but I wanted to see what he was doing. I wanted to see his missions work in Africa. I want to see, you know, because Look, not to bring everyone down, but because of the AIDS epidemic there's 12 million orphans. 12 million. So, you know, San Francisco has 1 million people. Right. So it's he's doing some pretty amazing work over there. So I went there, and it's open to everybody. I mean, if you just want to rent a room, you can. You don't have to. It's not just for that. But so on this reserve, there's like 35 different species of animals. There's zebras, giraffes, leopards, hippos, crocodiles, you know, hyenas, baboons, nalas, which are like the African deer. So I open up my door to my room, and there's all the hippos and giraffes and monkeys. It was like the Lion King. I'm like, this is, it's 2,500.
The circle of life.
It's 2,500 acres. It's called, it's hard to spell, but it's.
And do they safari you? They're like, will they take you around?
They do. So it's interesting because during the.
Yep.
Thank you. It's called the Mad Cow Kale Reserve.
And Mad Cow Kale?
No, Mac Cow Kale. Macau kale.
Macau kale.
I'm mispronouncing it, but it's, you know. So I, during the day, it's 90 degrees, but at night.
Oh, damn. Look at that place.
It's pretty sick,
it's
isn't it?
It's called the Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah, the Macaulay Culkin. I went to the Macaulay
Culkin. That is absolutely gorgeous. Did you see that dining room setup, Vinny, with the fireplace?
I didn't.
Oh, damn. The room looks great. Is that mosquito netting? Oh, boy. Is that place is posh. What does it cost for a night there? Tell the truth.
Oh, I just gave a donation. I gave a donation of $2,000.
Yeah, I don't think
you
paid, right?
But I didn't stay there the whole time. I was only there for like two or three nights.
How close was that? Did you go to Johannesburg or was it?
I did go to Johannesburg and I also went to Cape Town. But so this place is 3 hours north of Johannesburg.
Okay.
So one quick story from the reserve. There's all these animals and there's a area where, you know, you check in and where the lodge is, and that's where the grass is the greenest and the most moist. So during the day, like I said, it's 90 degrees, and at night, it's 10 degrees above freezing. Mm. So the temperature shift is huge. The animals don't do anything during the day, and they all hunt at night. So the hippos will go like 4 miles away from the lake because they just put their heads down and don't stop eating. Eat, 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 eat. And then as the sun's rising, they'll all run back to the water. So, and there's 155 different species of birds. Like, it's, if this is what you want to do, go do it. Because this is the place. It was so remarkable in that sense. So, I wasn't there for this, but the Nala were feeding where the grass was the moistest. And
yes.
When people were checking in, nobody saw the leopard hiding in a tree. And, you know, most people were inside, all of a sudden there's
Nala.
A baby Nala, and the leopard just beelines for it, grabs it by the throat, and takes it down. Everyone's like, whoa!
Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to pause you there.
All right.
I'm going to hit pause, but we'll revisit this at 7 o'clock.
That's an ugly ending. You had to pause there?
I know. It's bad,
Nature
but this
is
the time. Nature's
brutal.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. You know, I learned that on Mutual of
Kingdom,
Omaha's
yeah.
Wild Kingdom yes. as a child. It's rough.
We all watched that as kids, right?
Oh, yeah, okay. Totally.
Right before
Every
Disney.
Sunday.
Remember the Disney channel was on after that?
Yep.
The Wonderful World of Disney? Okay, we'll be right back with the news.
Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, happy Monday. We are back. It's all live, the Sarah and Vinny show. All
live.
Of us here live. We'll do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. This part of the show is brought to you by Pacific Sails. We've been reliving some of the vacation stories. We are going to continue that at about 7 o'clock. And don't forget that you can watch the show. Go to radioalice.com/watch. And we got cameras in here. Vaughn's our camera guy, and he puts a whole little show together.
Apparently, Vaughn almost won the cornhole tournament.
Well, he beat my team.
Right.
I believe he was eliminated the next round.
Right?
I thought he won the whole thing because, Vaughn, I thought you posted something that you beat out an Olympian or something like that.
Oh, did you beat Johnny Mosley's team?
I guess he must
did,
have.
He did, yeah.
Yeah.
He's not even in a seat.
So he must have made it two or three rounds. Forget it. He's not even in there. The show's continuing.
It's all black, everyone.
Tips from Hooman.
Yeah, no
Just
kidding.
Just don't be there when we go to you.
Right.
So how it's done, people.
Right.
All right. The Pacific Sales 4th of July sales event is on. Up to 40% off appliance and kitchen and bath fixture top deals. Visit PacificSales.com/sale to see the deals.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Imperfect Produce.
Oh, is that so?
Ugly produce has never looked or tasted so good. Sign up now and see for yourself at imperfectproduce.com. Enter code word Radio Alice for 50% off your first box.
All right.
I'm looking at the website right now. You can order organic. You can do mixed fruits and veggies. You can do all fruits or just all veggies.
Give me spots on apples, but leave me the birds and the bees, please.
Wait, what's that?
Yellow Taxi.
It's a Joni Mitchell song.
Is that what it's called? Yellow Taxi?
Big Yellow Taxi.
Funny.
Oh, right.
Yeah, put away your DDT to the farmers.
Right. Imperfect Produce.
Imperfectproduce.com. All right.
Here's what's happening. So I'm going to begin with a story out of Thailand. Maybe you've heard about the youth soccer team trapped in a cave.
It's so crazy.
For 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Without food.
And they didn't even know if they would ever find them. Like it's so crazy. And now it's like a harrowing journey to get them out. One dude already died.
A total of 4 ambulances have just left the area around the flooded cave in northern Thailand, where members of a youth soccer team have been trapped for more than 2 weeks. It looks like now 8 of the 13 trapped have been saved or rescued.
It's great news.
They're not giving us a lot of news because they feel like they want everyone out. Because they're kids and it's sensitive.
How are they picking which kids get to go?
Yeah, yeah, right? Well, I guess you just have to decide who's...
Well, the coach goes last, right?
Yes, he does. Because, you know, right. The face you're making is one of question. Mm. What were you thinking?
Well, I guess they didn't know it was going to flood. It's the monsoons, right?
It's monsoon season, and that is one of the issues they have, is that they've realized they've got a real time crunch going here, as divers have had to go in to get these kids out. In fact, I have it here. Oh, boy. There it is. So, first of all, the 12 boys are all part of a youth soccer team known as the Wild Boars.
Oh.
They first went missing with their coach 2 weeks ago, and last Monday they were discovered huddled on a narrow rock shelf deep within a flooded cave system. And again, as it's monsoon season, they're saying this has to happen now. They've got to get these guys out of here. So the most dangerous part of the rescue involves a labyrinth cave system for over a kilometer in which they have to squeeze through narrow flooded channels. Rescuers have to hold the boys' oxygen tanks in front of them and swim pencil-like through submerged holes.
Mm.
Which is pretty hairball.
Mm-hmm.
If you've ever had to swim under something and you just realize like the length of something you have to get past is you don't have a choice once you're in.
There's no going back.
Right. Even in fact, that fear you have in deciding I don't want to do this is the thing that could kill you, because suddenly you can't go back as fast as you can go forward. And the panic can help make
you. You don't know how far forward it is.
Right.
Oh, my God.
So I can imagine these are little kids.
Yep. See, none of them is a trained swimmer, you know.
Anyway, once they get through the submerged holes and they complete that section, they're handed over to separate special rescue teams, which assist them through the remainder of the caves. It's pretty hairball. And so 8, again, have been rescued and have now been taken to hospital. And they are in a rush to get the others out because, again.
They say each time they go through, they have to reset everything. And there's, you know, they've got to consider the weather and what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
They were pumping water out of the cave, too. Like trying to, I guess it's, they fill just as though, it's not like it's sea level or anything. It's that it's just rainwater. Draining in there. Crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, so scary. I just can't even imagine being one of those kids' parents. They must be losing their minds.
Well, to hear they've been 2 weeks without food and are even still alive sounds...
Right. It's a miracle that they're still alive.
Right.
Now let's get them out of there.
Right. Well, and anyway.
Yes.
that's I'll bring you more as that comes.
But we got some good news today.
But that's
more
good news. They've gotten 8 of the 13 out. So while we were out, the World Cup raged on, and I actually ended up getting into it a little bit.
Did you?
Well, I couldn't watch anything in real time because I had my own agenda and was trying to. So I was recording them, and if I could not have it spoiled by Facebook or anything else, then it was super fun.
Sure.
And some of the matches, games, whatever, ended up in penalty kicks, which seems bunk, but actually as exciting as could be.
Right.
So we're now down to 4 teams as this week. Today they have a break. Tomorrow France plays Belgium. And Wednesday Croatia plays England. These are the semifinals. Big deal.
It is a big deal. Are these single elimination? Or
they are.
Oh, they are.
Right.
Oh, so this is it's almost over.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
So,
who are you rooting for?
Croatia.
Oh, really?
Are you?
I'm just picking one.
I'm going to pick England.
All right. Who are you going to pick?
Well, since I found out I have some English in me, I guess I'll go England. But I think France has been a surprise and pretty exciting, and I kind of like them.
Was Germany the one they thought was going to win everything?
Germany is one last
Brazil
time.
Brazil was going to win.
Oh.
Brazil
neither
is
of them
like
is in the top four, huh?
No.
Commonly known for their soccer.
I mean, I'm sorry, who did you say France is playing?
Belgium.
Okay.
Yeah, right. I don't know.
There's a cute little video someone put on Facebook with these little kids learning to play soccer, and they're like future soccer players, and the little boys, like, they all line up and they kick the ball in the field, and then they learn how to fall and scream in agony, you know, holding their legs. So funny.
It is surprisingly
it is so funny.
I think the culture of soccer is something like, because the game goes, they don't stop. They have the longest 30 minutes of commercials in the halftime, and then they go right. When they get back to action, you're watching the game. They don't break every play.
There are no plays.
So they just
there's
roll.
Just a lot of running.
So I think those injuries are in part to give everybody a rest.
That's what it seems
like. Stay down, dude.
Yeah, yeah. Let us catch our breath.
I think that's part of it. Can't be sure. Because I don't really know. I'm just watching because I like competition. Similar to the Tour de France, which is on now, and I still, after all these years, have no idea how they score that dumb thing.
It's not just who's in the lead?
It's not. And there's weird team play and all kind of nonsense. Whatever. Moving on.
All right.
If you and John were headed to the beach, let's say for some reason.
Just for a day at the beach?
Hair gets across your bear?
Hair
wait,
gets across a hair across
the
your
bear.
Ass?
You ate the bear.
No. So if I'm itching to go to the beach, I got a hair across my ass to get to the beach.
Yes.
But although usually hair across the ass is like you're pissed about something.
Oh.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Fuck
you
that.
And your sayings.
I have an itch. I got to go to the beach. All right. What's the question? If we got to go to the beach,
you're going to the beach. You've decided to go, and John walks out in a Speedo. Are you good?
Yeah, because I'm not wearing it, so.
So you're
I learned
like,
a while
let's
ago
go.
That, you know, what other people have on isn't necessarily a reflection on me. I question it. Hey, where'd you get that? But knowing John, he'd like be laughing about it. And, yeah, I don't. It's not my preference that he wear it. I would much rather see him just in a pair of, you know, shorts, swim trunks.
So we're at Sonoma.
And you're going to be wearing a Speedo?
No. That's not the story.
Oh.
We're at Sonoma for the big secret show pool party that we're going to be having this Wednesday night. And Johnny V walks. He's been working his ass off, man. And he cannot wait to get to the pool and soak some sun in his American flag print Speedo, which he bought for the big 4th of July party. But, you know, he got called into work. Right.
Make it, yeah.
So is it okay with you? Or are you like, let's go, man?
My first thought is you are not going out wearing that. But I'm also feeling like the listeners would really appreciate that and you guys would appreciate it.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to laugh our butts
so
off.
So much.
Oh, he's never living that down.
Oh, I am taking pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to let him do that just
I would
because
be like, yeah,
we want to laugh.
I would question it, but I would say, all right, if that's your choice.
99% of women say they do not want their husband or significant other.
99%.
90, it's almost 100% say no to the Speedo.
Yeah. I mean, if we're going to go to a family gathering, I would be less into it because I don't need my mother talking about that or my sister commenting on, you know what I mean? Like with my family, like I got to see those people again. But if I'm going to the beach, we're not going to see anybody we know. But even then, I don't know. I think it's kind of funny.
Uh-huh.
Like if someone wants to wear one of those, who am I to say no? Go ahead.
Even though that's you're in funny. A tankini.
Oh, hell, dude, I'm in a sweatsuit. I'm in the car with the air conditioning on. Yeah, yeah, go to the beach. Have a great time. Try not to get any sand in the car when you get back. Oh, my God, that's so funny. I'm picturing our Johns walking down the beach.
Oh my God.
In their Speedos. I mean, you were a Speedo to Summer Thing. That was a good day.
Mm-hmm.
We loved it. We've never let you forget that you did that.
Yeah, I mean,
should repost those pictures. Can we move those up to the top of the chain? The Speedo pictures?
I think we could find a way to do that. They're on there.
Who knows how to work social media?
Yeah, he does. Yeah. He's always quick with those photos, too.
Yeah.
No problem.
Get right on that, Hooman.
Yeah, I have worn a Speedo. Mm. How many times publicly? That's not the first time either.
Well, in the past, don't confuse a Speedo with a lady's bikini bottoms turned backwards to fully cover your area.
Oh, yeah,
that's a totally different thing than a Speedo.
What about the trunk one?
Oh, was that a Speedo? Yes, it had an elephant
trunk. I wore the elephant
and
trunk.
And an alligator one.
Yeah.
What? There has been way too many of these incidents.
Well, you keep losing bets, Vinny.
I think he just wants to show us his area.
Oh, really?
Well, it is impressive.
Mm.
Anyway, where was I? Back to your party. So,
yes. My party? What about my party?
We are live and back from vacation,
yes,
everyone. Thanks so much for being here with us. And Sarah, of course, there was a 2-year buildup to Sarah's 4th of July party.
Which went very well.
Which, of course, was for Bryn's birthday, and he didn't go.
Didn't bother to go.
Not bother.
That's so rude.
That's not true.
No, he had a chance to go to Asia, so he went. We're actually going to find out about that trip.
I can't wait to hear
and
that
story. And
it's
my other friend Joe's birthday, too. We always,
right,
they've been celebrating together for
a double birthday party.
Yes.
And I tried to Instagram live that day with you, but it didn't work.
I don't know how to do that. What does that mean? When I went to Instagram live and I started taping, people were like, people want to go live with you. I'm like, I don't. What does that mean?
You can pick a person and you can see them and they can see you. You can actually.
Why would I want to do that? I'm busy doing my thing.
Well, it depends. If it's like Bryn in Singapore, it would have been super great.
Oh, that would
does it split screen you?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it does.
Oh,
yeah.
So you guys are both going live at the same time and broadcasting.
How many people can I do that with?
I think just one.
Yeah,
right?
I think it's just one.
You have to choose one person.
But so wait, would you be able to hear her?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh,
and
so
everyone
would
be able
in Singapore,
to watch you too.
You would be, and you'd be.
It's like we're having a FaceTime
that.
Broadcast.
I didn't know.
We tried.
Here's
I tried to coordinate with Bryn.
The
but...
comments go by so fast, and I'm just trying not to trip. You know, I'm walking around my yard, and I'm seeing, and I keep seeing these wants to go live. I'm like, I don't know what that means. I mean, I was just really trying to keep it all together.
That's too bad that you guys didn't. Well, anyway, what I was getting to is, what did you serve the people? Because hamburgers are by far more popular than the hot dog.
We did hamburgers and hot dogs, but our contractor, Richard, did tri-tip and chicken. He did it on, I know, it was insanely good. Did you have any of that tri-tip?
I did. Well, yeah, because I was standing with him talking. We caught up. His life is incredible.
I know. He's a great guy.
I went up and hugged him and kissed him.
Aww.
Oh.
I was telling Hooman I didn't have a single thing to eat at your party.
Oh, no.
And then I was thinking about the next day. I was like, hey, I didn't eat it. I ate a couple chips.
Mm.
And then I thought, oh, because John wasn't there to bring me a plate.
Oh.
How lame
you
is that?
Didn't have anyone to bring. Why didn't George bring you a plate? George.
I guess I didn't ask. I was too busy drinking that I didn't even, you know, I didn't
she was
even
busy
think
with
to eat.
I'm so glad that you had fun.
Yeah.
It was great. Yeah. So the nice thing about the potluck that we did is that everybody brings a dish.
Mm-hmm.
So we provide all the meats.
So you didn't man the barbecue, as they say.
Oh, I didn't. No.
So Richard
did the barbecuing, and then we did like veggie burgers on our grill, and then he did the hamburgers and hot dogs. He had a couple people helping him.
Mm-hmm.
But wow. But yeah, I mean, please, I wouldn't have had time anyways. All I did was run around. I think I talked to everybody for 1 minute.
Yeah.
Rebecca from Promotions. She was there and Michelle
was
there.
She was there too?
So was Michelle.
They were sitting there and at one point I stop over. I'm like, hey, you guys, you know, you having fun? Can I get you a drink? Anything? She goes, this is the weirdest experience. She's like, I spend my entire career making sure you have everything you need. She goes, I'm really enjoying watching you do this. I'm like, see, I can do stuff too.
That's great.
It was very funny.
That is funny.
It was. Because I was like, just please sit down and relax. Mm-hmm. Is there anything I can bring you?
So at the end of the night, what time did the last person leave, by
like
the way?
Like 11. It was an early night.
11?
Yeah.
Were you just ripped?
No. In fact, you know, it was crazy. You know, my plan is at these parties, anyways, because there's kids around and we got stuff to do. I don't really start drinking until later in the evening, mm-hmm. you know, but right. I keep making myself a drink, taking a sip of it, and then I got to go do something. So I put down the drink. And so I think I drank the equivalent of one drink between 3 and 8 p.m. And then a lot of people left. There was maybe only 20 of us left, and that's when I started having some
started
drinks.
Hitting it hard.
But I didn't hit it hard. I went to bed, I mean, not sober. I'm sure I shouldn't have been driving or anything, which I didn't, of course, because it was my house. but I had way worse nights, let's put it that way, this vacation. I partied my ass off this vacation. It was actually bad. Like, I was about 10 days in. I went, I don't think I've gone to bed without a buzz this entire vacation. Like,
well,
this is
that's
ridiculous.
A success, wouldn't you say?
Right. Not really. Oh, my God. And then we got to do the weigh-in, you guys.
I already told you. So, and in fact, it's funny.
I want to see what our grand total is, though.
I didn't post a lot on the vacation, but everyone, when I did post, is like, did you lose the 10? And I felt so bad.
Well, you lost 7.
Yeah, but 7, 8, 10, number one.
It's
and number
close.
Two, I did a ton of exercise. So the
I
fact
know,
that
I
it
kept
wouldn't...
getting beeps that you had completed a workout.
The fact that it wasn't coming off me was really bumming me out. I was like, man, is this aging? I go out and I did 2 10Ks.
Oh my
Wait,
God.
Wait, is that right?
What a nightmare.
Yeah, I ran 2 10Ks. Wow. Plus I did...
Go get the scale.
20-mile bike rides at least... I don't know. I want to say half the time.
You got to cut out the Krispy Kremes, buddy.
Well, there it is. It just doesn't come off me
don't
like it used to.
Don't worry about it. You look Jesus. Amazing. Obviously, you're at your perfect weight.
I don't think that's right.
I think it is.
Our text number is 800-400-3697.
We're all going to weigh ourselves, too.
Here's a couple.
Hey, it already has 3 pounds on it.
Scale sucks.
It already has 3 pounds on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, believe me, I was checking myself at home. I wasn't worrying about this scale. 707 says, yes, it's racist, Vinny. Saying a dark person of color being the same as ghetto is... Listen, whatever I was talking about, I didn't see the Big Brother thing. I just saw that they were in trouble and that the person had used the term ghetto.
Right.
Hooman says ghetto all the time, and I don't think of it as being racist. Do you?
Well, they were specifically referring to skin color, and I think that
okay,
was
okay. So
what the
I didn't know
was.
That
because I have heard it used for like if something seems run down, they'll call it ghetto.
Okay, well, I just from what I read, it didn't seem like I felt like we were being hypersensitive.
Well,
but if
look,
it was
I mean,
racist,
people are going to complain about everything, but yeah, I mean, the context that I read it, I was like, well, you big dummies, you're on frigging. Camera 24/7. How about we try to not be racist?
Man, last night.
Oh, it's so good.
Did you watch?
Yeah, of course.
Spoiler alert for Big Brother. So last night, the lady who's like, I've always been super sensitive about what other people think of me. And I just, she got voted like the
least trending.
Which really, is least trending that bad of a thing?
Well, you know, it comes with
that punishment. It doesn't mean you're hated, though.
No, it doesn't.
Can you believe that guy who says, I'm Muslim, I can't eat ham, picks the ham punishment?
I know. I don't understand.
Could you be dumber?
Why are you picking ham is on you, big dummy? They have all these sort of, if you're the least trending, they have these 5 apps, the crap apps you can pick from. We do have to break. We're going to take a real quick one. We're going to try and get our scale working. We're going to hear about Singapore, Tokyo, and South Africa after this.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy,
celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.